Tin Can Trust is the name of the first collection of new original songs from Los Lobos in 4 years. The East L.A. band has been active since the 70s, and over the course of their career, they've done everything from opening for Bob Dylan, U2, and the Grateful Dead, to recording a tribute album to Walt Disney movie music. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the group's new album can stand with their best work.
I didn't say
Los Lobos are masters of creating moods, of summoning up a setting and putting you in the center of it. From their major label debut, Will the Wolf Survive, to the new Tin Can Trust, the band has always sung about people who take their pleasures where they can find them, and who lead rich, imaginative lives. There's an entire world that opens up in the beautifully languid stroll described in one of the band's finest songs ever, On Main Street.
Nothing better than walking down the boat.
One of the most impressive things about this album is the way Los Lobos shifts between a hard-boiled realism and a free, open lyricism. I'm not entirely sure what the lyrics of Jupiter or the Moon mean, but I know that the gorgeously eerie soundscape the song creates, with its bluesy ease and lunar jazz coolness, is a world I want to live in for a while.
If I could, tonight and today, you know. If I could make stolen to gold, you know I would. Look for white up in the sky. Where have you gone? Gone so soon as Jupiter or the moon.
To be sure, there's a certain fatalism in some of Los Lobos music. This album features two songs in which the narrators use the phrase burning down to describe a scorched earth approach to dispatching a troubled past in hopes of building a better future. Yet I can't think of an example over 30 years of music making in which this band has resorted to cheap cynicism or knee-jerk nihilism. Whatever melancholy or hopelessness that can creep into a song is always tempered by precise detailing. Whether it's a guitar line that lifts despair into a thing of beauty, or a lyric suggesting that any state of mind is more complex than mere depression.
When we were young, taking time to believe, only to survive, what you gotta believe, live only to survive, survive in this world, in this crazy life. Gotta give it a whirl. All my bridges burning, almost burning down. All my bridges burning, burning to the ground. It's burning down, burning down.
Los Lobos saved their most audacious song for the end of this album. Called 27 Spanishes, songwriters David Hidalgo and Luis Perez describe it as an attempt to tell, quote, the entire tale of the Spanish conquest of Mexico, blow by blow. I'm staggered to hear that they come awfully close to achieving just that, encased in a quiet, lean, mean blues epic.
27 Spanishes arriving from the sea. Blades of steel flashing.
There isn't a false note on Tin Can Trust. It moves with the assurance of men who have the confidence to follow the path a stray guitar or keyboard riff may take them, pursuing the implications of a simple but tricky phrase like Tin Can Trust. They let the listener fill in the blanks about what guitars, keyboards, accordion, fiddle, and some blunt yet poetic phrases have to say about the lives they see around them and the lives we all live.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Tin Can Trust, the new album from Los Lobos. You can listen to every track from the album on nprmusic.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Melody Kramer is our associate producer of online media. Sue Spolin directed the show. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.